All right, ready to dive deep. Today, we're tackling a hot topic that's got everyone talking how to build AI with a conscience.
The quest for ethical AI.
Precisely. We're focusing on Anthropic and their constitutional AI. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, they're making waves. Anthropic's an AI company started by former OpenAI engineers.
Right, and they're behind Claude, a conversational AI like ChatGPT, but with a twist. We've got three sources today. VentureBeat, the Marketing AI Institute, and Anthropic's own blog post.
Oh, going straight to the source.
Got to get the full picture. Honestly, I was skeptical at first. AI with a constitution. Sounds like a sci-fi movie.
It does have a futuristic feel, but Anthropic's reasoning makes sense when you dig deeper. They're trying to move away from solely relying on human feedback for AI values.
Makes sense. Human feedback can be messy, right? Time-consuming, expensive, and who decides whose values to use anyway?
Exactly. And you can't expose people to potentially harmful content during training. So Anthropic went a different route, a constitution outlining principles for Claude, helpfulness, harmlessness, honesty, respecting privacy.
Like a set of guidelines for how Claude should behave.
Yeah, think of it like that. And they use it in a two-phase process. First, Claude critiques and revises its responses based on the constitution.
So Claude's got an internal editor checking everything against this constitution.
You got it. Then comes phase two, reinforcement learning. But instead of feedback from humans, another AI provides it.
Hold on. AI judging AI. That's wild.
Pretty cool, right? This AI judge uses the Constitution as a benchmark, choosing the responses that align with the principles.
Like a constitutional court for AI. This is mind-blowing.
Right. And it has advantages. It's scalable. No need for tons of human feedback.
Way faster, too. But what other benefits does Anthropic see?
Well, they went public with Claude's Constitution. Talk about transparency.
Wow. Most companies are secretive about their AI development.
Not Anthropic. It builds trust and lets anyone scrutinize the principles guiding Claude.
So they're saying, here's what we're doing, tell us what you think.
Exactly. It's a refreshing approach, fostering open collaboration on AI ethics.
I'm really curious about this constitution now. What's actually in it?
They pulled inspiration from all over. The UN Declaration of Human Rights is a big one.
So basic human values are baked in.
Right. Freedom, equality, all that. They also looked at guidelines like Apple's Terms of Service for insights into online behavior.
So they want Claude to be a good digital citizen.
Exactly. And they didn't just stick to Western values. They incorporated principles from other AI labs like DeepMind and sought non-Western perspectives too.
Wow. Trying to create a truly diverse set of values for Claude. Give me an example. What made it into the final draft?
Okay. One says Claude should choose the response that's as harmless and ethical as possible. No toxic racist or sexist stuff.
So Claude's not just a rule follower, but also aims to be ethical.
Exactly. Another principle stresses ethical awareness without sounding condescending or judgmental.
They want Claude to be wise and compassionate. Anything else about how this constitution works?
Oh, one more thing. Anthropic's even thinking about customizing constitutions for different AI applications.
Wait. Different AIs with different constitutions?
Think about it. An AI lawyer with a legal ethics constitution or an AI therapist focused on empathy and confidentiality.
That's a game changer.
Tailoring AI to specific needs and values. The possibilities are huge.
This is mind-blowing, but there must be challenges.
No.
What are they facing with this approach?
Even Anthropic admits it's a work in progress. The constitution is meant to be adaptable.
Makes sense. Tech's always changing. AI needs to keep up.
Right. They also recognize the potential for unintended consequences. This is uncharted territory. Some principles could have unexpected effects.
True. It sounds like they're trying to be proactive, though. But even with a constitution, what if AI generates something harmful? Can it understand those nuances?
Those are some of the deeper questions we'll be tackling in part two of our deep dive.
Listeners, we've covered a lot today, from Anthropic's ethical guardrails for Claude to the implications of AI constitutions.
Mm.
But hold on tight. In part two, we'll tackle those big philosophical questions head on. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. Ready to tackle those big questions?
Definitely. This whole AI constitution thing has me thinking. It feels like we're in uncharted territory here.
It is fascinating, right? What I find compelling about Anthropic's approach is it makes us face what AI ethics truly means.
It's more than just programming and some rules, right?
Exactly. And that's where it gets tricky. Can AI truly understand the nuances behind those principles? Can it grasp the spirit of the law, not just the letter?
Even with humans, we see disagreements about the same laws and ethics. So how can we expect AI to navigate that?
It's a tough challenge. But some argue that as AI, especially natural language processing, gets more advanced, it's getting better at understanding context and meaning. Maybe in time, AI will grasp ethical principles more deeply.
That makes sense. But couldn't AI also use those nuances to find loopholes and do something harmful, even if it technically follows the rules, like in those sci-fi movies?
It's a valid concern. It highlights why constantly reviewing and refining these AI constitutions is so important. It's not a one-time thing. AI changes fast, and we have to keep up with the ethical implications.
It's like we're co-evolving with AI. We're shaping it, but it's also making us rethink our own ethics in this digital age.
That's a great way to put it. Which brings up another question. Who decides what goes into these constitutions? Is it just the engineers at Anthropic, or should society have a say in the values we want AI to have?
Right. Different cultures and societies have different ethics. How can we ensure AI constitutions represent everyone, not just a small group of developers?
That's where transparency is key. Anthropic made Claude's constitution public, which is a huge step. It opens up the discussion, allowing ethicists, policymakers, and the public to weigh in.
It's like we're creating a social contract for AI, figuring out how humans and these intelligent machines can coexist.
I like that. And this social contract will need updates as AI advances and we understand its impacts better.
So it's more than writing a constitution. It's about ongoing dialogue and collaboration on AI ethics.
Exactly. We have to be open to the possibility of making mistakes, of needing to change our principles as we learn more about how AI interacts with the world.
It feels like we're all in this big experiment figuring out how to navigate this uncharted territory of AI. And the stakes are high, especially with AI becoming so integrated into our lives.
Absolutely. The decisions we make about AI ethics now will have consequences for generations to come. It's shaping our future.
It's a huge responsibility.
Another
question that comes to mind. What if AI, even with a constitution, does something harmful? Who's accountable? The AI. The developers. The user.
That's a really tough question. There's no easy answer. Right now, most laws hold the developers or companies accountable.
But as AI becomes more autonomous, learns and adapts in ways we may not fully understand, that line of responsibility gets blurry, doesn't it? Determining where the blame lies seems like it will get even more complex.
It does. We might need to rethink our traditional ideas of responsibility when it comes to AI. Maybe we need to start thinking of AI as more of a co-creator, a partner in this technological journey, and create frameworks that recognize that shared responsibility.
That's an interesting perspective. It's like we need to shift away from seeing AI purely as a tool and start seeing it as a collaborator with its own capabilities and limitations, and maybe even its own sense of ethics. Is that what Anthropic is trying to achieve with their constitution?
I think so, and I have to give them credit for bringing this whole issue of AI constitutions to the forefront. Whether their approach works or not, it sparked a vital conversation about aligning AI with human values.
And that conversation, as we've said, needs to involve everyone, not just tech people. This affects all of us.
Absolutely. We all play a role in shaping AI's future, and that starts with understanding the ethical challenges and opportunities it presents.
We've explored some deep philosophical implications of AI constitutions today. But hold on, listeners, because we're not done. In part three, we'll shift gears and get personal. We'll ask, if you were designing a constitution for AI, what would be your top priorities? Stay tuned. Welcome back for the final part of our AI constitution deep dive. We've talked about Anthropic's approach to ethical AI and dove into some heavy philosophical questions. Now for something a little different.
Time to turn the tables and focus on you, the listener.
Exactly. This isn't just a tech industry debate. AI affects everyone, so we want to hear your perspective. If you were writing a constitution for AI, what principles would be absolutely essential?
There are no right or wrong answers. It's about figuring out what matters most as we enter this new age of intelligent machines. Really think about your values and how they connect with this rapidly changing technology.
For me, storytelling is so powerful. If I were designing an AI constitution, one principle would be using AI to connect people through narratives, fostering empathy and understanding.
That's a wonderful idea. AI helping us bridge cultural gaps and see the world from different perspectives.
Right. But of course, there are big ethical questions, too. Transparency would be at the top of my list.
Absolutely. Transparency is crucial, especially as these systems become more complex.
I'd want to know how the AI makes decisions. No black boxes or mysterious algorithms.
Right. It builds trust and allows for accountability, which are essential for any technology with this much potential impact.
Another priority for me would be do no harm. Seems basic, but so important.
a classic ethical principle very relevant to AI, but defining harm in this context is tricky. It's not just physical harm, it's psychological manipulation, privacy violations, misinformation. It's a tough one.
Yeah, it's complex. It's almost like we need a whole new ethical language for AI to discuss these issues in a way everyone understands.
Maybe we do. And as we develop this new language, we need to watch out for unintended consequences. Mm. Our attempts to control AI could accidentally limit its potential for good or create new problems we haven't thought of.
That's why it's so important to keep the conversation going. We need to be adaptable and adjust our approach as we learn more.
It's a continuous process of discovery and refinement, a journey we're taking together as we explore this exciting but unknown territory. Think of it like tending a garden, not writing a fixed document. We have to nurture it, adapt as it changes.
So listeners, think about what you prioritize in your AI constitution. What values would you include in this digital Magna Carta for thinking machines? Share your thoughts. Join the conversation. Shaping AI's future isn't just for tech experts, it's a shared responsibility.
Who knows, your ideas might spark the next breakthrough in AI ethics.
That's it for this deep dive. We explored Anthropic's unique approach, grappled with philosophical questions, and even got you thinking about your own AI constitution. We hope you found it insightful and thought-provoking. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those deep dives going.